happen if you are named
in Nelson
Rockefeller's
will.
You get rich quick.
Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel.
Saturdays at 8 p.m.
Don't spend all that knowledge in one place.
Come in.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's Colby.
You have a nasty habit of surviving. Well, you know what they say about the fittest?
I'm not afraid to
All right, yeah. That's right. That is Tina Turner right here on Young Persons Radio. I am your host, Colby Smith, as I am every Sunday here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I want to welcome everybody to this, our special post-Thanksgiving episode of the show. I hope everybody had a great holiday. We're going to be talking all about that in a second. But first, let me just remind everybody to our new listeners, you know, because this is a new show here on the station. To our new listeners, I'm Colby Smith. I'm the host of Young Persons Radio, which is the only show where you are the listener. You are guaranteed to be cooler than the host. That's right. That's right. That's who I am. I know what I am. I know what I am. And a cool person is not what I am. What do we hear? What do we hear? We started that little run off with Colleen Green. That's a cool artist. She's new. It's Colleen Green from her album, I Want to Grow Up, which came out last year. That song is called Deeper Than Love. And of course, that was Tina Turner covering Elton John with The Bitch Is Back. The Bitch Is Back. You can say that word on the radio. Yes, thank you everybody for tuning in. I played a little bit of that song just to underscore the fact that I am not a cool person. Listen, not only am I a huge Elton John fan, of course I am. He's the best. He's my guy. We're going to hear a little more of him later in the show. I will confess to you all that I once took an Amtrak train from New York, where we are, to Connecticut, to Bridgeport, Connecticut, by myself to see Elton John open a tour. Was he coming to Madison Square Garden the next month? Yeah, he was. Did I want to see the opening show of the tour? Yeah, I did. And you know what? I was there for the first time Your Sister Can't Twist, But Yes, She Can Rock and Roll was played live. And I'll have that forever. The set list was different by the time he got to Madison Square Garden. What don't you people understand about that? Yeah, I went by myself. I got a hotel room. And then I had a great time with the show. I had a terrific time with the show. And that's not what a cool person does. Did I have a great time? Yeah. Yeah, I did. Would I do it again? Yes, I would. Elton, I know you're listening. Come back to Bridgeport. I want to relive that great weekend I had. We have a great show coming up for you guys today. James Cross is here. James Cross, a comedian. Nope. Your mic is not on yet. Chill out. Comedian is here. We're going to talk about a host of things. It's a veritable smorgasbord of subjects. James Cross and I co-host a show together at Legion Bar called Yours Truly every month, the third Saturday of every month at 8 o'clock. So the next one will be December 15th, I believe. But I will talk to James a little bit later. First, I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. I know I did. I did. What did I do for Thanksgiving? That's none of your business. It's none of your business. That's what. And I know that you guys were like, "Oh, we're gonna get a look past the curtain." Now we're gonna get a look into the enigma that is Colby's radio personality. I know that when you see me, you're just like, "I'm not sure what to think." But even when you hear me, you're like, "What is that guy into? I can't figure him out." But sorry, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait until next time. But because it is Thanksgiving, I'm reminded of the fact that I often go home to Maryland, where I'm from. So I'll give you that little morsel, listeners. I'm from Maryland. That's one thing about my personal life that you will know. I often go home for Thanksgiving to Western Maryland. See, I've narrowed it down. I've narrowed it down a little more. I'm from Western Maryland. Which county? Which county could be? Is it Allegheny County? Is it Garrett County? It's Allegheny County. I'm not going to keep this bit going. Sometimes you try and yes stuff, and you're just like, well, I should have just let that one go by. But yeah, I often go home, and I have my younger brother is there, and we'll hang out, and we played a lot of video games when we were kids, and a lot of that stuff is still around at my mom's house, and so we're dusting off the video games, and it was a fun time. It was a great time. And we had a PlayStation 2. That was one of our big obsessions. And we had this game for PlayStation 2 called Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2, which it's a great racing game. It has some Grand Theft Auto elements to it, where if you pass a cop and you're speeding, which of course you are because you're racing, then they'll like chase after you and they'll set up like roadblocks. And if you avoid them for long enough, they'll call a helicopter and he'll start literally dropping bombs on you. There's a lot of shortcuts, and it's a terrific game that I would recommend you checking out if you have access to a PlayStation 2. But the intro song for the game was what I especially wanted to talk about today. It is some sweet, sweet rock, that the beginning of that song, and I would like to play a little bit of it for you guys right now. So let's cue this up. So this is how Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2 starts off. Oh yeah. The drums kick in. Yeah. And now the menu's up and you're pushing start and you're like, I'm gonna do a quick race. And you're like, oh man, this song is getting so pumped up. And now the chorus kicks in. They're just singing a bunch of nonsense. It's fine. So I'm like, hey, that song is great. I'm gonna check that thing out. So I go on my little iTunes, not to give a plug for Apple, but I'm like, download that song. I find out that it's called Fever for the Flava, FLAVA, by a band called Hot Action Cop. Okay, so already I'm like, well, man, this is some sweet rock. This, I am in for the raw stuff. And so I buy the song without even looking. I buy the song, which is maybe my biggest mistake. Look, my family gives a lot of iTunes gift cards. Okay, so I had some credit in my iTunes store. So I'm like, all right, I'm buying the song. And then I hit play. I'm cranking the volume on my laptop speakers. And what do I hear?
Do you think that I could get some
chicky chicky?
Maybe just a little finger
sticky sticky.
So already I'm disgusted. I mean, there are children around. I mean, I would be disgusted if there weren't children around. But for God's sake, this is I know that I'm in hot water. But it gets worse from there. Here we go.
You my electrical lady bomb flavor.
Disgusting.
I got to do you till the next song says ya. And can I get a little zip zip?
Looky looky.
Maybe just a little
looky looky.
Hey, what you say? It doesn't matter anyway. You won't do another cause you're getting with me. You got the power of the hoochie. I got the fever for the flavor of the coochie. And then I'm in shit. Hey, pay attention. Gonna take that booty to the nudie dimension. I got the green glow under my car. I got the boom boom system you can hear real far.
So now we're back to like the awesome part. Literally, the only line that survived into the video game intact was, I got the green glow under my car. That's the only thing. The amount of, how angry do you think these people were whenever the designers of the game were like, yeah, no, we're going with this song. Like, they had to do so much editing and work just to get that, like, T for teen friendly lyrics. It was appalling. I was duped by Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2. And yeah, if you're wondering, this show is called Young Persons Radio. It's about how to be cool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, Colby Smith. Oh, just... And now, of course, now as if my hick family... That's mean. As if my family is not already like, at least just like a big time city guy up there, up to God knows what. Then what do I do? What do I bring into this wholesome, child-friendly atmosphere? Fever for the Flavor of the Coochie. I gotta get something going. I mean, guys, I gotta fix. I don't know what I gotta fix. But it's something. Listen, if you haven't been turned off already to this show, I would encourage you to call in to the show. We take calls. It's a big thing that we do here. The number is 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. 3-2, and please call in. You know, listen here and listen good, okay? I want you people calling in. I should be having to, like, rush through this stuff because, like, we're just getting call after call. That's what I want. That's what I want from this show. And by the way, I'm not going to say any names, but someone said to me after the last show, they were like, oh, I wanted to call in, but I'm too uncool. Too uncool? You think you are too uncool to call in the show when I just told a story about how I took a hotel room? I got a hotel room and took a train to see Elton John in 2013 when he was almost 70, and about how I went as far as buying a song that I heard on a video game from 2003. So you should feel more than comfortable calling in and talking to me. I want everybody, if you are listening, give a call to the show. 718-928-9732. We're going to take a quick break, going to play a song, and then we will be back with James Cross here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, let's just stick with this. This is the kid-friendly version. Back in a second. Fever for the Flavor of the Ooh Yeah is what they did on this edited version, apparently. Good God. Good God, Lemon. This is Young Persons Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am your host, Colby Smith, this Sunday and every Sunday until the end of time. I want to tell you about the station. Radio Free Brooklyn is brought to you. It's completely independent. It's completely commercial-free, and we survive based on donations from listeners such as yourselves. If you want to support the station, you can pledge to this show in particular, or you can pledge to the station in general. You can find out more information at radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. That's radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge, and we really appreciate it. And I also want to tell you guys that we are located right next to our great partner, Secondhand Records, which is a new record store here in the Bushwick neighborhood of Brooklyn. It's exactly what it sounds like. They have a terrific selection of used vinyl, 45s, all that stuff. You know, special some old Record Store Day promos, special releases that you can't get anywhere else upstairs. So swing on by. We're located at 1340 DeKalb Avenue here in Bushwick, right off the Central M stop or the DeKalb Avenue stop on the L train. And it's a short, not even a 10-minute walk from there, I would say. So guys, swing by and check them out. It's a really great shop, and we are more than happy to be partnered with them. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show, I've got a great guest on the show today. He's a comedian, an actor, a writer, a former music business professional. And his name is James Cross. James, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is James Cross, co-host of YPR, Young Public Radio.
Okay.
Looking forward to talking up a storm.
Okay, you're not the co-host of the show.
Every time we've done a show together, we are co-hosts, so I see... is this a bad time to go to the bathroom?
Yes, yeah, this is maybe the worst time.
Okay.
You had the whole first 20 minutes of the show to go. James, how are you today?
I am doing so great. I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you guys got to see this studio. There's stickers everywhere. It's Colby says it's an uncool show, but it feels pretty cool.
The studio is cool. The studio is not the uncool, but nothing about Radio Free Brooklyn is uncool except for the hour between 10 and 11 on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, you're telling me. Oh, man. Okay, a big bombshell. You dropped, you're from Western Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
Yeah. That's all you're going to get this week. You got to keep listening to get details about my background.
So every week you just one more detail?
Listen, I'll do anything to keep listeners.
I'll do anything to get listeners in the first place.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. So this is the show. One more plug for yours truly, third Saturday of the month.
That's right.
8 p.m. It's such a good show. It's been called the best character show in the city by one person several times. Tao Yang, shout out. I bet he's listening right now.
Uh-huh. Tao Yang, host of Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope.
A great weekly improv show at the Creek in the Cave.
Where I bomb once every other month there.
Sure.
Room full of friends.
Hey, at least you're going.
Okay, so I'm good.
All right, thanks for joining us, James. No.
I came here to talk about wrestling.
That's right. Now, we're going to talk about wrestling. We're going to play some clips. If you want to join in the conversation, you pick up your phone and you call 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. So we're going to talk wrestling. Wrestling is it's your favorite thing.
Oh, I think it is the highest form of live performance in the world, because they're doing comedy and it's funnier than half the shit out there, and then they're doing real dramatic pieces and it's real underdog stories.
Uh-huh.
And at its core, it's just people wanting to believe that they're the best and that they can overcome crazy obstacles. But then there's just like crazy trash talking and like weirdly, like unintentionally, like funny things. And I found out that there was more episodes of this than like The Simpsons or like SNL. Isn't that crazy?
Of wrestling?
Yeah. It's like a live weekly show. Well, there's like three of them now.
Uh-huh.
That's so, it's crazy. And it's, oh man.
This is very, I mean, this is the like most heartfelt, you know, pitch for wrestling that I've ever heard.
I mean, at its core, it's like, it's SNL. It's a weekly live show with like a bunch of dumb characters, but they punch each other. Like, right? Uh-huh. That's way cooler.
I mean, it's very cool.
Yeah.
You and I went to see WWE Raw together.
That's right.
Back in August, which was the night of the day I gave my notice at my old job.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a great way to celebrate.
Summer, Colb.
That's right.
My favorite thing, the show itself was great, whatever. My favorite thing was that Colby would lose his mind every time someone who wasn't in the ring got punched.
Oh, my God. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But it kept getting more funnier and funnier to you.
It did. Every time. So, to give you some context, they have these things called tag team matches. Where, you know, two people will be in the ring, and they'll have, like, a partner on the outside of the ring, and they'll, like, tag in, and that person will take their place. The thing is this starts very straightforward in the way I just described, and then I forget who it was. I mean, I don't know any of their names, so who knows? But somebody who was in the ring just happened to be near the other person's tag team partner and just kind of wheeled back and whacked him in the face, and he, like, fell off the ring. The ring, which is, like, several feet off the ground, and he just, like, fell down. And it looked like a complete accident, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then it kept happening because, like, that they have more tag team matches. And this evening, by the way, was like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's start to finish. So it was like 8 to midnight.
Yeah. And the best part is, like, so wrestler, they do the show. They do, like, they wrestle, like, 300 nights out of the year.
Yeah.
So literally that guy who just got punched in the face who was in the match, he does that 300 nights of the year.
It's
300 nights of the year he gets punched in the face and just falls down.
And listen, like, I know I was not – I was not and am not an aficionado for this, so I did not know to expect that. And it caught me so off guard that I laughed for about 5 minutes straight. And I also I think – I have a real weakness for slapsticky stuff like that.
Yeah.
That it just gets me lolling.
Yeah. And one of my favorite parts of wrestling is not the wrestling itself. Mm-hmm. It's the trash talking, the insults, the people just saying I am so much better than this guy who just beat me 3 nights ago.
Yes.
It's the greatest thing. I brought a couple of real fun clips.
Yeah.
Should we go to the...
Let's do this first one. So this is the Scott Steiner video.
This is a man, the genetic freak, Big Papa Pump. And he, if you look him up, he just has real big muscles, and that's kind of his thing.
Uh-huh. But this is what year are we talking?
I think this is 2003 or 2004.
Okay, okay.
This was a promo for TNA, which I like didn't watch, but this one made the rounds because he's just so dumb. And he's really known for like just like really trash talking people and being like kind of misogynistic. So I brought the one with like the least amount
Thank
of cursing
you.
And like stuff like that.
Thank you.
You play, oh man, you'll see. You just play this whole clip.
All right.
You listen.
So this is Scott Steiner sort of hyping his match.
Yeah.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%, I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at Sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice.
Okay, that is
insane, right?
So funny.
Favorite part of, well, there's a lot of great parts, but there's a guy named Samoa Joe. He's like a big deal, definitely.
Uh-huh.
But he keeps going like Small Joe, Senior Joe,
uh-huh.
Like just not calling him by his name, and yeah. That is the funniest thing in the world to me.
I didn't even notice that. I was laughing too hard
this
at
whole
the math.
Lesson.
There's a moment where he stutters a little bit, where he's just like, you take my 75%, you add my chance, I mean percent.
Dude, your math is hard to do.
It is hard. I mean,
I can't calculate a tip on a restaurant bill.
I couldn't follow that at all, which means he's smarter than me, which I think should not be a revelation to anyone who listens to the show.
Right. Oh, man. And just to do that much math on live TV, that's what a...
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, it's also very funny for this, like, hulking man to be like... To be mentioning 2/3%?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't even... Oh. And then, but no one... He's not wrong. Right? He's not wrong. If you add up... I don't know how math works, but I'm sure... You know. Oh, what a great guy.
I mean, I think he's ballparking a lot of those percentages.
I don't know, dude. He carried the 2/3 over, which I was like, he's not gonna. That's you
I mean,
know.
It's impressive. What's his final number is that he's calculated? He has a
144 2/3% of winning
percent. Oh, that's right. I mean, I'll take those odds.
Yeah, the guy he's going up against is like this other huge hulking monster, and then a guy who's like a real legit Olympic gold medalist wrestler.
Uh-huh.
So like he's like genuinely like. One of the best ever.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I got 144% chance of beating him. I don't know, dude. Like, come on. It's all great.
I mean, that is pretty undeniable. I think stuff like that I really like because it is like, it's very funny. But whenever we saw WWE Raw,
mm-hmm.
I think it was Chris Jericho, maybe, who's
trash
talk
time.
is just calling people stupid idiots.
He's the greatest.
Why doesn't he do some math? That was so effective.
Wait, I want to talk about one of my favorite like series of promos ever. This was like late 90s Jericho. And so the thing is, the wrestling's based on the comedy principle, make your other partner look good. And he's supposed to do a feud with this guy named Dean Malenko, who's like a really good wrestler but kind of boring. So I forgot the timeline of it, but I remember he brings out they call this Dean Malenko guy the man of a thousand holds, right? And uh-huh. Chris Jericho comes out all confident and goes, I counted his holds. I think he only knows 60. And then he goes out, you know what? They should start. I'm the man with 1,004 holds. So then he starts listing them all out. And he's like, number one, arm bar. Number two, arm drag. So he goes on to probably 10 or something. And they cut to commercial. And it's live television. So in the live audience. So during the commercial, he's in like some town. He's like shitting on their sports team. And he's like, you guys are all idiots. And it makes sense you live here. And so they cut back and they're booing him so hard. And he just looks at the camera and goes like, 600 something. Like, he actually has been doing it the whole time. And then for some reason, he started carrying a bit. Dean Malenko was hurt or something. So he wasn't even there to do like the feud. So he starts carrying a big photo of the guy around, like a framed photo, brings it in the ring and would be like, hey, Dean, you excited for this match on Sunday or whatever? And then, of course, the pitcher doesn't talk. And then he goes, Chris Jericho goes, hey, can you believe this photo has more charisma than the real guy?
Oh, man.
And then I remember Dean Malenko, I think he took time off because his dad died or something.
Ugh.
So Jericho kept calling him Stinko Malenko and then tied it in the fact like he stinks more than his dead dad does now.
Oh, man.
Like, it's just insane. Grace of all time, baby.
That is, you hit on another, another like really great thing that I enjoyed whenever we went to see WWE Raw, which is the talking trash about the town that you're in as being like a tradition.
Oh, wait, hold on. Not to interrupt, but I got this important show, but I got a text.
Oh, really?
Janet said she just tried to call. Nick and her are trying to call in, but the lines are busy.
The lines are busy.
Because we have so many calls. That's what James Cross does to your show. Please book me on more shows. I do a great character named James Cross usually. If you have calls, you want to take a call?
Sure. I mean, I just fixed a setting, so everybody who was trying to call in should try.
Oh, it's Colby's
again.
Ineptitude.
It was okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, hey, Kevin Bauer texted. They're all trying to call in. You
Everybody's
fixed your
trying
dumb
to call.
Radio station. I thought Colby was uncool, but turns out these phones are even worse.
Well, listen.
Oh,
James, talk more about wrestling.
Okay. I brought another clip, but we don't. Chris Jericho, I think he's the greatest of all time. I read his book. It replaced Born Standing Up as the most important book I ever read. It teaches you more principles about comedy and performing than anything else. I love that it's a live show. I watched a Raw.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, there we go.
No, just, why
caller,
okay.
Welcome to the caller, show.
Who is this?
Kobe!
Hey, that's more like it. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kevin, buddy. How you?
Kevin, thank
Bauer.
You so much for calling.
Oh, man. Hey, thank you guys for doing this. James, how you doing, dude?
Oh, I'm doing great. Kevin is the co-host of an okay show called Lo-Fi.
Hey, that show's great.
It's great. I love it. Kevin's one of my favorite joke writers in Brooklyn. I think he lives in Queens. That doesn't matter. Okay.
I would say the all five boroughs.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Kevin, how are you doing? What do you want to talk about?
So I wanted to talk about, so a little bit ago, you guys were talking about when you went to go see Raw, and Colby loves the slapstick bit all.
Oh, love
and
it.
And as two comedians who are also interested in wrestling, I wanted to pose the philosophical question out there. Do you guys think that wrestling is currently the best physical comedy that's out there?
Best physical. Mm. Yeah, I mean, what are the other? What's the competition for physical comedy now? Like America's Funniest Home Videos, right?
Angie
Tribeca.
The competition is just Kevin James.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
That's a heavy. I'm not gonna make a fat joke. Okay. I think wrestling.
Punky does a lot of stuff too.
Yeah. No, I think wrestling is among the best. There's definitely funny wrestlers. And then there's wrestlers who are funny because they're so mean. There's a guy named Rusev who just comes out and he says America sucks, and that's what he does, and it's great. There's funny stuff.
I can't think of anything like that's happening now, slapstick wise, that I would put up against wrestling, especially in terms of volume.
Who's like, what's the lot? Like, I'm trying to think of like a show that like a person would like slip on a banana peel now, right?
I mean, I said Angie Tribeca earlier, which is it's the funniest show on TV.
You think so?
I mean, it's really
funny.
I like
it. Yeah, it's good. That guy is funny.
You're going on record with Angie Tribeca?
It's up there. I'll say that. I'm going on record as saying it's up there.
It's no lo-fi.
Well, yeah. I didn't say it was the funniest show on Facebook Live, James. That's not what I said.
Oh. Hey, to be fair, we're only on Facebook Live as long as Noah's phone doesn't die.
Kevin, you when James and I did a special wrestling edition of Yours Truly, you came on as another host.
Yes. Yeah, that was a blast. I will say that show was a ton of fun. One of the most fun shows that I've done since I moved out here.
Yours also, Truly, baby!
One of the weirdest.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird.
Well, I think there was, like, we had so much planning, but at the same time, we had no planning at all. I remember, I jumped off a ladder at Colby, who Kevin already wrapped in, like, the rug that's on the Legion stage.
Yeah.
For a while. And then Reka and Maritza just hosted Kaleidoscope during our show
that
for,
was
like, a
very
good
funny.
10 minutes.
That was very funny.
What?
Oh, that was great.
It was very chaotic in a way that we usually like the show to be, but I think it kind of got away from us there at the end. But, like, wouldn't trade it for anything. Kevin.
Also, I think we had more performers than audience members at that show, right?
Yeah,
Yours Truly, like, classic,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, that's every yours month.
Truly. it was like a Cirque du Soleil spectacle where we were just all around these like five people sitting in the crowd.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they looked like they were having fun.
And yeah, and I bet they were like
jaws dropping, big eyes.
They were like, if only we spent $30, we could have heard the Beatles real loud at Cirque du Soleil instead of this dumb wrestling show. Yeah.
All right, Kevin, we're getting flooded with calls here. When's the next lo-fi?
Yeah, hey, don't let me hold you up. Next lo-fi is this upcoming Saturday. It's called The Best of What's Left. It's all the sketches we wanted to do earlier in this year but didn't.
Oh,
I like that. That's good.
Thanks, boys.
That's funny.
All right, well, Kev, please call again soon, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to
call
again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon.
Guys.
Oh,
all right, bye. We got another caller during that last one. Are you there, caller? No? Okay. All right. Well, everybody should call back in now. The lines are opening up, and I take full responsibility for...
Hey, what is this, my love life? Every time I'm like, hey, there's a person interested. No, it's not.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Who's this?
It's Nick.
Nick Strump?
Yeah.
This Nick guy actually knows wrestling.
That's right. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey. I heard you guys were talking my language, and I felt like I had to call in.
Yeah, did you hear this Scott Steiner clip we played?
I did hear the Scott Steiner clip you played. Very very popular wrestling promo. I love that promo because like there's like an undercurrent of it. So as James said, he is discussing another wrestler named Samoa Joe. And Samoa Joe is kind of like a husky, overweight guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott Steiner is like real jacked on steroids, and like that's his whole thing. So this whole speech that he makes is him kind of skirting around, just him saying, I'm bigger and jacked on steroids than you're fat, and let me prove it with statistics. And then he uses all of this bogus math to really drive that point home.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Nick, you have any, like, a particular, like, promos that, like, stick out to you as, like, oh, or, like, who were, like, really good at them? Like The Rock in his prime was great at them?
I think The Rock is an excellent promo. My favorite, I like Dean Ambrose of contemporary promo guys. So a promo, Colby, is like a little speeches that the wrestlers make, the trash talking, all that stuff. That's promos. I think Dean Ambrose is really funny. I don't know. He really channels his inner psychotic rage.
Yeah, I think he's one of the best like talkers on the show. And but his wrestling, I feel his talking saves his wrestling. Because he's like he's a little boring in the ring, but he's like a workhorse. Like he's like the wrestler that has like the most matches of the year. Like
right,
so he has to play it a little safe. But man, if you just let him talk on the microphone, and you're like, whoa, this is the coolest guy in the world.
Colby, do you remember if you saw a wrestler named Bray Wyatt when you went to see wrestling?
Oh, no.
I think you would like him as well.
James, do you remember? I don't. Well, I saw a lot of people. Yeah. Like I said, it was 4 hours, and I don't remember everyone who was there.
We saw, it was overwhelming.
Yeah, we saw Raw right after the brand split, so he would have been on SmackDown. No. But this was the night that like Sasha, yeah. Like Sasha is, Banks got
well,
injured.
This is insider talk.
His whole thing.
Huh?
Yeah. His whole thing is he's like a spooky guy from the bayou.
Yeah.
And he's like a real deliverance.
He's like the bad guy.
He has like a lantern that he blows out for effect. And he speaks in like gibberish tongues to try and strike fear into his enemies.
Oh, man.
And it was cool for the first 6 months. But he's been doing the same thing for about 3 years now. Yeah. So now it just kind of comes across as real goofy.
Yeah.
I think you would enjoy that too.
Oh, I will check him out.
His character is kind of like the bad guy on season one of True Detective. Like that backwoods cult kind of stuff.
Oh, good. Literally after the first season of True Detective ended, I was afraid to walk down my hallway. That scared me so much. Nick, the lines are lighting up here, so I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Thank you so much for calling. And call again soon, please.
Please.
Will do.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, bye. Okay. We got a lot of beeps. Did you hear those beeps?
Yeah, is that calls?
That's calls.
Call these. Oh, man. People love calling in. Oh, who's more fun to
caller,
talk to?
Caller, are you on the air? Oh. There we go. There's some. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Trevor and Marika.
Ah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
All right.
The two best.
Oh. Finally a lady's voice on this program.
Hello.
Is this the first lady on the show? So
well,
far?
No. Brian's girlfriend Abby was on a little bit last week.
Okay.
Trevor and Marika, welcome to the show.
Heart Street Lemonade, funniest web series.
That's right.
Is there a pattern with everyone calls? Like you said, funniest person.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dude.
How are you guys this morning?
Good. We're good. We're listening to this wrestling talk. I gotta tell you, you guys haven't mentioned, as far as that we've heard, D-Generation X.
Oh my god.
Yeah, which was, I think, the crowning achievement and the true love of my wrestling time.
Oh, yeah. And
James, you want to field this one?
Oh, yeah. Shawn Michaels, my favorite wrestler of all time. In fifth grade, I got suspended for wearing that DX shirt that said, suck it on the back, that I bought at a wrestling show. And then, so my poor immigrant mother didn't, like, know what the shirt meant. So I was like, oh, I didn't know, Mom. And she was like, okay, just don't wear the shirt ever again. And then first day of sixth grade, you show up to middle school, you look like the coolest guy in the room.
Yeah.
So I wore that shirt. then one of the teachers pulled me aside. I was like, you can't do that. So change your shirt. So I did. And my mom, like, they called my mom again. And she was like, you idiot. Like, what are you doing?
You got to look like the coolest guy in the room in sixth grade.
You
got to wear a wrestling shirt that says suck it on it.
Late 90s, and this was just two grown men that would just go around telling everyone to suck it.
Yeah, sure.
Telling Vince McMahon, the billionaire, to suck it is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're great. Oh, man.
Marika, thoughts on wrestling?
Marika.
Oh. Huh. Love it. Haven't seen it. My little sister did, like, a thing in college on it when she went to a bunch of wrestling in Minnesota. And that's where I learned what a heel is and a baby face.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pretty much I'm an expert.
Right.
Yeah. That's convincing talk.
They have very good health care, very good health insurance. So that's interesting and good for all of them.
Yeah.
That is good. I mean, they're risking all that injury every week.
At every turn. Yeah. But, you know, I'm always telling people to suck it. So.
Yeah. You didn't even know that was happening. You were just telling people that wrestling. Since forever. Yeah.
Trevor, Marika, any final thoughts? I want to do these last calls before we wrap the show up.
No, happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you guys for calling.
Yeah, dog.
All right. Bye. All right, bye.
Wait.
All right, I think we got one more caller there.
Okay. I was going to say, can we end towards the end, play the promo with where The Rock is just insulting a bunch of cops?
Yeah, sure. Let's get to that one. Let's
great.
Get to
okay.
that one.
People love it. Okay.
Was that a that was a
Who's
caller
this?
I heard?
A caller.
Hello? Caller, you're on the
Hello?
Show.
Who's this?
This is Neil Sharma.
Hang up immediately.
Neil Sharma.
Oh, Neil.
Welcome.
One of the best.
Oh,
Oh my God! Hello.
Hello.
I'm with Christina Cariaga.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Oh.
You guys? Yes. Did you guys conference in?
We're conferenced in.
That's
what
great.
I'm talking about.
In from far away.
That's how are you guys? Where are you right now? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm in my childhood room with my parents.
Oh, nice.
Neil from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I'm also in New Jersey at my parents' house.
Ah, so we're crossing state lines.
Oh, we should mention
I
on the show,
it.
You guys are related. This is the same house?
Correct.
Yeah. Last week we got a Pittsburgh caller, so I'm trying to go far and wide with this show.
Oh, hot! This is a fun fact. Me, Neil, and Christina are on an improv team called Professional Wrestling.
There you go.
That's a tie-in.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay, well it's the highlight of my career. Yeah. No, just forget about it. Why, the highlight of my career? That's great.
Neil could not be bothered with professional wrestling. Guys, thanks for calling in. Do you have thoughts on wrestling other than this improv team?
I know Neil's a big Rock guy, right?
Neil's a Rock guy. Christina, what about you?
Also a Rock girl, but we called in because Neil and I actually haven't been talking for a while.
Oh.
Before we heard you guys talking about trash talk, and Neil and I took trash talk a little too far. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of not friends anymore. So we were wondering if you guys have had any trash talk, any advice on how to get past some bad trash talk.
Oh, well, what they do in wrestling is after you trash talk a lot and you guys, like, the tension's built up, you have a wrestling match. And then afterwards you can go like a tag team again.
Yeah.
So
we recommend you fight.
Yeah. And thank God you're in the same house already.
We'll sell
have
tickets.
Have you guys ever had any trash talk against you guys that particularly hurt your feelings?
I mean, people have said things to me after shows that have hurt my feelings. Sure,
I can think of one person in particular.
I'm not. No, I don't. I don't want to start any grudges here. But sure. People have.
Yours truly. We come off stage, the show of our lives. This little idiot in the back. I will talk about her off air. She comes up and goes, "Hey, nice little fun show." Ah. But like she said in a worse way than I
was just gonna say. What you just said sounds like a compliment.
Okay, no, she said like. Nice. How'd she say it? Nice little show. No.
Well, what she said to me was, "That was a fun little show."
Fun little.
As if it was like very surprising.
What is it? What is
that
this?
We put on a fun show? And she got little in there.
Yeah.
Because we're not we're not at a theater.
Oh, I hosted a.
So I'm not. Or is it, we're not at Madison Square Garden. It's a fun little show.
Yours truly did a roast, and I was surprised at how many insults or at how bad I look. Which is something like I just hadn't considered.
Yeah, but that's all from your heart, James.
But also, like, people, if you, like, those people, they only see me at comedy shows where, like, usually if I have time, I'll take a shower. I'll wear, like, fresh clothes. This is, like, me looking, they only see me, like, at my best.
Uh-huh.
And they're right, because like, you don't do that for your shows that you host.
No, I, okay.
Right.
But it's just, never do, baby. Oh.
Okay, so you're saying we should wrestle. And
yeah, I think you guys should fight. And also, like, I will use this show to promote the match in whatever way I can.
Yeah. All right. Christina, I'm
down. I mean, that sounds like the only logical thing to
yep,
do.
There's no.
Okay.
I mean, words got all you right, into
well,
this.
Well, thank you, guys.
Words aren't going to get you out. Yeah.
Thank you guys for calling in. I hope you do it again soon.
Anytime. Love the show.
Thank you, Neil.
This is your first time?
First time, long time, right?
This is the first time.
All right, here we go. Final call of the show. Hello, welcome to the show. Caller?
Where's Tim Keck?
Caller? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Did someone
hang
up? There we go. Who's this?
Countdown County, baby.
Strickland.
Who?
Matt Strickland. Well,
Matt Strickland.
That's what I thought it was.
Welcome, Strickland. Matt Strickland. Oh, I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, so happy to finally get through. I've been trying to get in for fucking a half hour.
Hey, yeah.
Sorry for swearing. Am I allowed to swear?
Yes, you are. It's this is a I mean, but like keep it within reason.
Don't
yeah.
do it.
We're
okay,
still
great.
FCC.
Yeah, I mean, I started calling in trying to when Kevin was on the air because I was going to try to be the heel and try to talk some shit to Kevin, but
oh, yeah.
I never got through.
Well, you should have. You know, Neil and Christina
Kevin and Marika and Trevor and Neil.
You took all these people before you. That's weird. Matt, how are you? Matt, how are you doing? You guys, have you guys talked about this yet? Colby is the new host. Is the new co-host of New Bits, the show that Matt hosts tonight.
Well, it's supposed to be a surprise, James, but
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, thanks, dude.
All I will say is there is a stand-up show happening tonight at Much More is at 7 o'clock in Williamsburg.
Wait,
that Matt Strickland hosts.
Did I really ruin the
spice? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. But it's
And there's going to be a huge announcement, a huge surprise announcement at MUFIT.
I wonder what it could be.
Okay, if there's one thing I do, it's constantly plugging other people's stuff to try to be a good friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Matt, thanks for calling.
Wait, Matt, kick Colby off the show now.
Yeah.
And then it'll be the surprise later.
Oh,
when
yeah. What if we do a wrestling-style promo for Much More tonight?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, hey, Strickland, I'm taking over your show tonight.
I would say, Colby, bring it on. I think I'm a little bigger than you, so I think I could take you.
Yeah, you could probably take me. I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, I don't really watch much wrestling, so I don't know how it's supposed to go.
I've watched more this morning than I have in a long time. I guess other than that four-hour block I got at Barclays Center a couple months ago. Matt, we gotta wrap the show up, but people should come out to New Bits at Much More's tonight at 7 p.m. in Williamsburg. It's going to be a really great time.
I'm going to read a bunch of Mike Pence gay erotica, so come on out.
Yeah, and I this is the bit that walked two people at the last time you did it at Union Hall.
Yeah, I walked two people because it was too gross.
So you got to be there to hear it, folks. All right, Matt, I will see you tonight.
All right. Great show, guys.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk soon.
Can I be the co-host? All
right. I think we have time for one final call if someone is trying to call. I heard one more beep there. So if you're trying to call, by all means, try and get it in. And if not...
The Rock insulting detectives.
All right, how much we got?
We'll go out on that. We'll go. What are you gonna play a song? You don't got enough songs.
All right. Oh, here we go. Final caller. Hello, welcome to the show. Hello, caller. Caller, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Did I make it?
Yeah,
Tim, you made it.
There we go.
Is this Tim?
Oh, I made it. This is amazing.
Yeah. This guy, he's the guy that saw Raw with us.
Hell of a show so far.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Really good, right?
Tim, you've got 2 minutes to make your case.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just want to say, you start off with Elton John. You got me. Then you go into wrestling. You got me some more. It's like the best show of all time. I saw Elton John in concert once. Did you know that? Did I tell you that?
Well, no. I've seen him five times. So maybe.
I saw him once in like the second row.
That's closer than I ever was. What year was this?
This was in college. He played the basketball arena at the University of Florida, and I worked as an usher there.
Yeah, give me a
so
year.
I could see basketball games for free.
Tim, I'm going
to
need a year.
Give me a year. I'm trying to brag about my knowledge here.
Yeah. Well, so then I tried to go to this concert for free as an usher.
In what year?
And they said, sorry. We... What?
What?
Tim, is this a bit?
Tim, what year are you talking about?
This is a real story. So this is where I was in college, whatever that was. I was in college.
I can't tell.
I don't know when these are.
Keep going. You've got...
So I'm in college.
So little time. And
I wanted to be an usher at the Elton John show, and they said, sorry, we have too many ushers. And I was like, but I really want to work tonight because I want to see Elton John.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, you're big. You should work security. And I was like, okay. And then I had to stand in the second row because apparently halfway through the concert, he decides to sign autographs. And then people all rush the stage, and I was there just to stop him from rushing the stage for 5 minutes. So I ended up seeing him in the second row for, like, this whole concert for free. I just got paid to do it. And then the best part is that after I was done, I got a letter, like a personal handwritten note from my boss saying, thank you for sticking around and being so dedicated to the job. That you made sure that all the work got done.
Oh, I'm very jealous that you got to do that. That's very cool.
It was wonderful.
That's a dream. Well, Tim, I got to wrap the show up, but thank you so much for calling. We'll talk more about wrestling next week, okay?
Tim hosts a show at the Legion. Is this a surprise, too?
Yeah.
Tim hosts a show at Legion the first Saturday of the month.
First Saturday of every month, 8 p.m., Legion Bar off the Graham L. Countdown County, or any other theme that he wants.
Yeah. All
great
right,
guy.
Thank you so much.
Great guy. Very funny. You guys should all... I'll go check. Tim, thanks so much for calling. We'll talk soon, okay?
This reminded me of a joke I just heard.
Okay.
It was on some website, but it was like, hey, your mom is so dumb, she thinks Dunkin' Donuts is a basketball team.
This has been...
No, because Tim hosted a show about Dunkin'. Okay.
This has been Young Persons Radio with me, your host, Colby Smith, here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
And your co-host, James Cross. James... Back every week, baby! Back James every week!
Cross. James Cross has been my guest. He is the co-host with me of yours truly on the third Saturday of every month at Legion Bar at 8 p.m. Come back next week where our guest will be Elise
James
Morales.
Cross.
It will be Elise Morales.
She's really good too.
Writer, actor, comedian, all kinds of great stuff. Stick around for Points of Order. It's a great sports talk show here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I think they're pre-recorded this week, but
it's just okay.
Stick around. Video ain't killing this radio star, baby. We will be back next week. We're going to go out for just like 15 seconds worth of this Elton John song. Amarina, Tumbleweed Connection, back next week. Radio Free Brooklyn.
Google The Rock Insults Detectives. I brought like 10 clips to show. We got through one.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks.
Hello, this is Matt Fraser from American Horror Story Freak Show. I play Paul the Illustrated Seal, and you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hi, my name is John S. Hall, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I would like to tell you why you should continue to listen to Radio Free Brooklyn, but I don't really have reasons. You'll have to come up with your own.
I'm Matt Mittler, and this show is Sunday Night Noir. I wrote this book, Kaufman's Holiday. And I'm gonna be